and welcome to this week's Expert HR podcast with me, Jyotha Rachalvam. Recruiting the best people is crucial to an organisation's success. But just how do you do that? An uninspiring and lacklustre job advert could mean that the employer falls at the first hurdle and fails to speak effectively to potential candidates. I'm joined by Senior Employment Law Editor Cleo Springer, who's here to talk us through what employees need to think about when they're writing a job advert.
Okay, well, starting at the beginning, before you advertise a role, you're of course going to want to review that role. And an employee leaving the organisation is really an ideal time to be doing this.
So before embarking on the recruitment process, the employee should review its needs. I suppose especially if a person's been in post for a number of years, their job may well have expanded and evolved in a way that isn't reflected in their original job description. So employees might want to debrief at that point.
Yes, so you need to look at that. Should the job be changed? But then, of course, how can we attract the right people?
And this needs to be captured in your job advertising, so it's really important to get this right from the start.
Well, without suitable candidate attraction, you're really not going to get very far.
So having established what you're looking for, you then need to try and attract the right people. So you need to think about how you're going to advertise and where. What things should employees be thinking about when they're deciding where to place their advert?
Well, employers are going to be familiar with the many options for getting your job out there. So from the traditional advertising in the press, and that's national and or local, adding to your own website or on external job board websites, and of course using social media, so LinkedIn, Facebook and Twitter, for example.
Okay, so that covers where to advertise. What should employees think about when they're deciding how to advertise? In this day and age, given the reach of the internet and the power of social media, how you advertise is almost as important as where you advertise, isn't it?
Well, it is, that's right. And when deciding what media to use, you need to think not only about how to attract the most potential candidates, but really what's more important is attracting the best candidates. So fairly obvious things like trade or professional press, but also the internet and social media is a key way in which many people search for jobs. But it's important that you identify the most relevant websites with the most relevant readership, etc., and the most relevant social media platform as well.
Okay, so you've touched on it just then, but just to be clear, so there are equality issues around where you advertise roles.
Well, yes, particularly if certain groups are underrepresented in your current workforce. An employer in that situation should be thinking about this and how different methods of attracting candidates would remedy the situation. So will advertising in only a certain place exclude certain groups? And the benefits of spreading the net wide by using a number of different media are that you're making the job more accessible to different groups, which is of course better practice in terms of equal opportunities, and you're tapping into a much wider pool of potential applicants, which is beneficial to your organisation anyway.
Okay, so when a new appointment that wasn't advertised is announced, that often results in much discussion by the water cooler. But are employers actually legally required to advertise all jobs?
Well, there's no law that specifically requires employers to advertise jobs, but a failure to do so can result in discrimination. If certain groups are underrepresented in your workforce, you risk perpetuating this by not advertising externally. The Equality Act makes it unlawful for employers to discriminate in the arrangements they make for deciding who to offer employment to. Potential applicants who didn't apply for a vacancy because it hadn't been advertised could allege indirect discrimination on the basis that recruiting internally, say through word of mouth, is a discriminatory arrangement.
Now, presumably that means that employees should advertise internally too.
Well, yes, I mean, failure to do this could result in an existing employee alleging discrimination. They've been prevented from applying for a job. The employer doesn't want to be in a situation where it has to justify why.
Okay, so let's move on now then to the content of the advert itself. There's an awful lot for employees to think about at this point too, isn't there?
Well, yes. I mean, first of all, you of course want to attract plenty of applicants. But as I said, what's more important is to attract the right applicants. So think very carefully about the wording and the information that you include in the job and the organisation and your requirements.
And it's important that your recruitment process involves getting job adverts checked. So will potential applicants actually understand the advert correctly? And will it speak in the right way to the right people, presumably?
Well, of course. As part of this, you'll have reviewed the job description and your person's specification, so you're thinking about what you want, and the key points and requirements should be clear from the advert. And it might be worth asking someone who's already doing the role whether they would apply for that job, whether it's clear what the job involves. Sometimes if someone who's not involved in the relevant specialism drafts the advert, there can be a disconnect with the intended audience.
Okay, so far we've talked about accessibility and broadening where you advertise in order to avoid discriminatory recruitment practices. Staying with the content of the job advert, a key issue, can you expand a bit on the equality issues?
Well, so while there's no specific provision in the equality legislation concerning job advertising, anything in an advert that indicates an intention to discriminate because of a protected characteristic, either in favour of someone with a particular protected characteristic or against applicants with a particular protected characteristic, this will make the employer vulnerable to a discrimination claim.
And can you give us some actual examples of that?
Well, some will be pretty obvious to most employers. So saying in an advert that only people from, for example, a particular racial group or gender or age range, say specifying a young person or over 25 should apply. This is going to amount to direct discrimination. You also need to be careful of discriminatory language. So, for example, using terms that obviously have a gender bias, like waitress. Will someone think that they would be excluded from being considered?
And is it ever okay to specify a particular protected characteristic in a job advert?
Well, only in the limited circumstances where an occupational requirement applies. And this is going to be a legitimate occupational requirement covered by the Equality Act, not just the employer's preference thinking, I'd like a woman to do this job.
And so can you give us an example of that as well?
Well, it's necessary to have regard to the nature or context of the work. So, for example, where being of a particular gender is necessary for privacy or decency.
But I suppose employers putting in an advert that only women need apply or specifying particular racial groups, so directly discriminatory job adverts, are going to be pretty rare. It's usually going to be more subtle than that, isn't it?
Well, yes, you're right. Indirect discrimination is much more likely to creep in. So specifying, for example, a number of years' experience, or that applicants must be a certain height, or using language such as authoritative, energetic, youthful, or ideal first job, again, these indicate an intention to discriminate.
And again, is it ever okay to put terms in like that that could be indirectly discriminatory?
Well, only where the criterion you're specifying can be justified. So if you really can demonstrate that so many years' experience is necessary, then you could put that in the advert. But employers really need to think carefully about what they're asking for and why.
And are employers legally bound to put an equal opportunity statement in their job adverts?
Well, there's no legal requirement to include an equal opportunity statement in job adverts. But if you do this, you are sending a message to potential and existing employees about your stance and encouraging a more diverse range of applicants.
And I suppose employees should also make clear that they will make reasonable adjustments in the recruitment process for applicants with a disability.
Well, that's right.
OK, so moving on to another couple of very specific issues that can arise around job adverts. Is a job advert legally binding? So something you put in your job advert, can a candidate say that that actually binds you in the future?
Well, it's very unlikely to do that. You're not making a job offer and no job applicant is accepting at the point you're advertising. So there's no contract formed to bind you. I suppose it's possible that if you then offer a job without specifying the salary, the job applicant might take what is in the advert as part of the offer in the absence of any other information. But the advert on its own isn't legally binding. Having said that, employee relations are not exactly going to be enhanced by an employer that puts one salary in an advert and then makes a job offer with a different salary.
So you've just mentioned salary there. Does an advert have to include some kind of indication of salary?
Well, no, and many employers don't include salary in their job adverts, preferring this to be discussed later. I suppose there are pros and cons either way, really. The salary may depend on the applicant, and the employer doesn't want to appear to commit itself. On the other hand, you may end up with applicants with unrealistic expectations about salary.
And you also need to think about longer-term implications about salary commitments, don't you?
Well, of course, you don't want to be offering new recruits a salary that can make you vulnerable to equal pay claims at a later date.
Finally, I just wanted to ask you about application deadlines. Lots of job adverts specify a deadline. Does the employer actually have to stick to it, even if it gets applications after that date?
Well, normally there's nothing to stop an employer sticking with its application deadline and refusing to accept applications after the deadline. However, if there haven't been many applications, then the employer is probably going to want to be a bit flexible. And if there is to be an extension, then this should be publicised. And there may be cases where being flexible beyond the closing date will amount to a reasonable adjustment because an applicant with a disability would otherwise be unable to meet the deadline and apply for the job.
Thanks, Cleo. There's a wealth of resources on recruitment on the site, including a good practice guide on candidate attraction and a chapter in the Employment Law Manual on recruitment and selection. That brings us to the end of this week's Expert HR podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Jayathira Chalvan.